Man Mars Notebook for August 6th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2016. Last week, or was it the 2 weeks ago? Pretty sure it was just last week. We had a little Comic Con, or it's called, what do they call it here? This one's called Comic Con Honolulu, not to be confused with the amazing Hawaii Comic Con, or at least think there's one more little convention here that uses the Comic Con brand name. It's very confusing, and there's one of them that only holds their convention on the Big Island, whereas the others are all on Oahu. But this Comic Con Honolulu was last week. It was held at the Hawaii Convention Center, and I bought a 3-day pass, and I think I only was able to walk around after work on Friday. Didn't get the chance to take any pictures back then. Took some pictures on Saturday. During the daytime, and I think I walked around on Sunday. Again, I was kind of busy with office work, and I couldn't take pictures on Sunday. All in all, it's a nice little convention. It has a lot of faces I recognize from Dragon Con as far as the guests go, and a little walk of fame that's right next to the dealer's room and artist alley. Everything, or all of those big events, are consolidated onto the first floor of the convention center, and the breakout rooms for panels and whatnot are on the third floor. And unlike Dragon Con, there's no real big crowds, and elevators are pretty much empty the whole day because you can get everywhere but just by elevator. And it's a very different convention experience. I think I may have mentioned in previous notebooks about Kawaii Con, which is an anime-themed convention. And over here on Oahu, it's the largest convention, or, you know, sci-fi, even whatever kind of convention you're thinking of that relates to speculative fiction, whether it's anime, sci-fi, or just pop culture. You know, Kawaii Con's the largest one here. I guess they have something under 10,000 attendees over their weekend. And I think Comic-Con Honolulu is coming up as probably the next biggest contender. I would say there's several thousand. I'm pretty sure not quite to the 10,000 members yet. But anyway, they had a few good cosplayers there. I have a friend, cosplayer friend, named Dallas Nagata that was in her Halo armor on Saturday. I took a picture of her, and I'm going to use that as an album cover for today's episode. And Dallas and I, well, we know each other from a long time ago at the very start of Twitter. I actually met her, what turned out to be her husband, a couple of days before I met her. His name is Ed, and I met him at a tweet up at some restaurant in town. And I think week or month after that, I met her at some other tweet up at a bar or nightclub. And I think, these are all, if everyone kind of remembers what the early days of Twitter was like before it got very commercialized, Honolulu in particular had a very vibrant Twitter community where we would get together at the drop of a hat and just hang out, or go to a party, or we would just have, tweet-ups pretty regularly. I remember when the first Dog Days season went, I was reminiscing about the days when I would try to keep my schedule down to like 3 or 4 tweet-ups a week, and often failing and ending up going to 5 or 6 a week. Those were some pretty fun days now that I look back on it, and I haven't been to a tweet-up, maybe 3-4 months now. Usually there's not many I go to anymore. It's not just my lack of engagement, I guess. The whole community is not what it once was. It kind of, like everything else happens, it comes and goes, and it's, I think it ran its course here. But anyway, her and Ed's wedding was the first wedding, I think, at least within my little circle of friends, that we made a real big event out of. There were a couple hundred people there, and most of us pretty much knew each other from Twitter. And I remember, I think that might have been the first time I saw hashtags being used to promote an event. maybe not the first time, but I remember it being one of the early days one of hashtags. When did they get married? I think it was in 2010 now. But anyway, she got into cosplay several years ago. She has her own Patreon now, and she's also a successful freelance photographer, doing mostly commercial fashion and lifestyle in Honolulu. But anyway, I think her real passion is cosplay and being an artist in any medium, whether it be digital or, I understand she also does painting and pottery. So that's my episode for today, talking about Dallas, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.